Well, I have an absolute honor today to be able to have two powerful women of God here, Amanda Grace and Donay Clement Petruska. We are talking about the prophetic words regarding the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but also there is definitely things that are unfolding as well. And Donay, her father is the well-known prophet, or was the well-known prophet, Kim Clement, who has had so many words about Trump will be a trumpet, mm-hmm. and that there would be two terms. I didn't say that necessarily that they were to be back to back, but he did say that there were two terms, and we're still waiting on the fulfillment of that. But he has had so many prophetic words, and Donay and the ministry that she's now entrusted with has categorized and has gone through the libraries, and you're finding things all the time of how God has been speaking and how we're seeing these things unfold. And ladies, you both were recently having a live YouTube interaction, and it was so powerful that I wanted to make sure that I had the opportunity to have you here. And so Amanda and Donay, it's welcome to Charisma.
Thank you.
So tell me about your prophetic understandings of what happened on Saturday, the 13th. What was going on in your lives when you heard the news? Amanda, we'll start with you.
Well, I'll preface it by saying at 2 a.m., the Lord woke me up to pray, squeezed every part of me to wake up. And I know when that's him. And so I went into prayer at 2 a.m. and praying in the spirit. Now, I know why, but I went into prayer. And so basically, I was in my kitchen when all of a sudden the news broke. And then my phone started blowing up and I had to take off running to get on live because we just had the night of prayer 6 days prior to this. So that's where I was.
Yeah. And Donay, what about you?
I was painting my daughter's bedroom I had three little girls. We all had our rollers. We were painting. And I didn't realize that Trump was actually speaking yet. I just lost track of time. And my mother called and she said, Donay, that they've just shot Trump. And at that point, we didn't even know if he was okay. I hadn't seen anything. And I've never had a reaction like that. I shook for an hour. Mm. And just could not stop crying, even when I knew he was okay. And I felt like, am I crying because I'm so mad? Because I was so mad. But I explained to people, I didn't feel like, you know, when you get mad and you feel bad about it and you're like, man, I lost control. I shouldn't go through. It wasn't like that. It was like a righteous anger. And it was just flowing through me. And I just shook and cried. And I was so relieved. But also I realized, how intense this battle, this spiritual battle we are in, has gotten to the point where that occurred. And then now everything that's coming out about what may have really been going on. I look at that young kid and I do not believe he acted alone.
Yeah.
My dad prophesied a lot about exposure. And so we're seeing it more and more, but it's happening very quickly. And there's a very big highlight on the prophetic right now, because all of these prophetic voices that saw this, like Amanda, like Brandon Biggs, other people also saw this, including my dad. And so it was quite, there's a realization of the moment that you're in. And there's this understanding, like, we know we're getting that victory. Like, this is even more confirmation now, especially when I look at the prophecies I found. But just such a reality check, really. And my reaction was, I've never reacted to anything like that before, actually.
Yeah, I know. I can remember where I was when 9/11 happened, and I heard the news. I can take you exactly to that spot, and I can take you exactly to the spot where I was on Saturday whenever I got the text message saying Trump has been shot. Mm-hmm. And immediately watch the video, and it was only the first part. It wasn't the part of him getting back up.
Yes.
And so then I had to find the second part. So what else was going on? But for me, it's kind of in that same dramatic, traumatic moments where there is a change that has just happened. 9/11 caused a change in our nation and in our world. I believe that what happened on Saturday is the same type of a change. The world will never be the same because of that. I know, Amanda, we had a word about Trump's ear. This was a little bit ago, about that God was going to grab him by the ear or something like that. Can you explain about that?
So my pastor friend in Texas, he had called me after this. He goes, Amanda, you have to realize what you had said to me on the phone. He said, because we were talking prophetically, and he said, you said that God was going to grab Trump by the ear like you grab a child, and he was going to turn him. He said, and so this was about 4 months ago. I had said this prior to this. And so my jaw kind of hit the floor when he told me this, and he's got a brain like an iron trap. So basically, when I had heard this, I said, you know, it puts the fear of God in you, first of all. Mm. And secondly, these events that happen, they do influence heavily the United States of America, but the world was watching. Mm-hmm. The world was watching because there were other players in the world that were in on this also, that had a bounty on his head. So.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Donna, you said that there's been even words that you found recently that you're from the libraries of the prophetic words that your father has given. I know there's some things that will be releasing soon, but what are some of the things that you have released and what can you share that is about to be released?
Okay. So I didn't even have to search this. You know, I have so many people who look at these prophecies because we have a database on our website and we have everything transcribed. You know, I think we almost have about everything for about 40 years transcribed. So anybody can go into our website or on our app at the House of Destiny and search keywords. You can do a keyword search. And so people had already gone in and searched, and I was just getting message after message and comment after comment on social media. Donna, he prophesied this, which is usually how it happens nowadays, is that, you know, our we call them code breakers, and our code breakers are on it. And so somebody sent me something from 2005 in Portland, Oregon. Location's always important with, well, not always, but often important with my dad. Where was he? For instance, he prophesied two terms for President Trump from Maricopa County, from Scottsdale. Wow. So he's in the area where there was so much proof of fraud in the 2020 election. And from there, from that place, he prophesied the two terms. God always works that way. It's like a defiant thing. And so there he is in Portland, Oregon. And at the time I was thinking, is this an Antifa thing because of where he was? And so then we had the transcript, but we didn't have a video because anything prior to like 2008, we won't have on video. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we would if he went to a church, but this is like before that he wasn't online. He was one of the first ministries to go on the internet. And so we had to go and look at an old binder. We had to find an old binder of CD masters to be able to pull it so we could get the audio on it. So that's what we've been working on this week. But we have something from 2005, 2004, and then 2009 in Chicago. And in two of the prophecies, he speaks about an assassination attempt against the president. He speaks about one who is like Ronald Reagan, where in other prophecies he spoke of when he was prophesying about Trump, he was saying there's going to be another Ronald Reagan type. And back in 2004, I think it was the 2004 prophecy, he actually said a president like Ronald Reagan. And then he saw an assassination attempt that would be stopped by the prayers of God's people. And we saw it, and, you know, if you hadn't seen what happened to Trump, that wouldn't have made so much sense, or it wouldn't have made sense to us in the past. But after watching God literally saved his life, Trump admits it, we all admit it. Had his head been turned just an inch in a different direction, this would be a completely different conversation we'd be having right now. And so God made sure that not only did he save Trump, but he got the credit for it. And this is what my dad was seeing, that our prayers would save him. And he also saw that there would be three on two of those different prophecies, the one from 2005 and the one from 2009. He saw that there would be three people and they would pull in someone to kill. So he was seeing a plot. Mm. He was seeing three. I don't know if it was three people or three people, I believe it was. There are three, and then they're going to bring one, and they're going to attempt to kill and to take out. So this was quite alarming for me to find this. Now, I'm going to play these tomorrow as soon as I have them. They went in the warehouse. It's in California, and I'm in Tennessee. But they went in there, and they found the masters We've created a video where mm-hmm. you can't see him, but you can hear him with captions. Mm-hmm. And so I will be releasing those tomorrow. Now, I did read the transcript from the one in 2005 the other day.
Yeah.
Because I do have transcripts of them. But we're actually going to, it's so much better when you hear him. And if you can see him too. So the 2009, we do have video of that one. But to be able to hear him, because in the middle of that, he starts shouting. Mm. And I've heard it now. He starts shouting, you will not silence me. It's almost like he was having some kind of a spiritual struggle. Hmm. I couldn't see him in the video, and I wasn't in attendance that day when he prophesied that, so I had no idea. But he started to shout about his voice and how it would not be silenced. And, you know, you brought up about the attack on the prophetic, and mm-hmm. especially it's the prophetic, number one, but also just the voice of God's people has been silenced since 2020. And so just him doing that in the middle of prophesying about all this stuff, he said, you will not silence me. You will not shut me up. I will prophesy. And he'd be quite angry in the middle. And so I can't wait for everybody. I've heard it, but I don't have a way to send it around yet.
Yeah.
So as soon as I can, I'm going to be sharing it. That's my job. I make sure everybody hears these prophecies.
Amen. So
they know what was prophesied.
That's so good. I mean, Donna, where can people hear that if they're not already subscribed to your YouTube channels?
Yes. Yeah, so tomorrow I will go live at noon Central Time. And that will be Friday. It'll be Friday
the 19th.
Thank you. I don't even know what date it is this week. So Friday the 19th at noon, I will be at the Kim Clement YouTube channel, the Rumble channel, the X channel, and then on our network, which is houseofdestiny.org.
Yeah. But
you can watch it at codebreakers.tv. You can just go straight there on our website. And we will be live. I'll be chatting. I'm going to have some people join me, and we're going to play all three of the prophecies and analyze them together. So that's so Friday. Cool. That you said it's the 19th. Yes, the 19th. Friday the 19th at noon. So yeah. Anybody who would like to see that. And then, of course, we'll keep covering them. We'll share the prophecies on our social media sites, on the Kim Clement social media sites, particularly YouTube and Rumble. We will put them up either in one video or individual videos, but you'll be able to access them. Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you for doing that. It is wonderful to be able to have that library accessible to people and then give your understanding or interpretation or just explanation mm-hmm. of some of these things. Because, you know, the Bible says that we know in part and we prophesy in part. Mm-hmm. And you made a mention to our conversation before we started recording where I wanted to go here because I think this is super important, especially when we're dealing about prophetic words and elections and politics, because your father had these strong prophetic words about Trump shall be a trumpet and that he would be come to the White House. I mean, there's a number of them that I can't even remember all of them. I've heard so many of them. But, you know, people look at that and say, oh, well, Kim said that there was going to be two terms, but Trump lost in 2020. Well, we know in part and we prophesy in part. So I'm praying that the completion of that word comes in the next few months here. But 2020 was a big opportunity for the prophetic. And unfortunately, I believe, this is my interpretation, that God was speaking, but but other people's mouths were moving. I guess that's probably the best way to kind of say that. Can we talk about 2020 now and how now we're looking at all these things that are being fulfilled as kind of like restoring hope in the prophetic, restoring trust in the prophetic. Can we talk about that process there?
Sure we can. I remember, now I was just looking for it and I'll find it as we're talking because it's in there. But October 6th, 2020, right before the 2020 election, I call it the Clash of the Titans word. And I delivered this word. I delivered it from up on top of a mountain, Windham, New York. And I went live from there. And I remember in that word, the Lord had said, you're about to enter turbulence. And when the Lord had said that, I knew something was going to go terribly awry with this election when I had released that word. And the issue becomes when we prophesy, we're prophesying from what the Lord is pouring into us and it's coming out, right? But then our flesh comes back, right? Because we are flesh and wants to pick apart and overanalyze what was just prophesied. And that's where we get ourselves into trouble, because God's view of things in a block of time, because he's outside of space and time, is very different than how we see it. Even when we prophesy it, what he is saying may be very different than what we're thinking. And had 2020 occurred and Trump won, it would have just been more division. Yes. That's all it would have been. And that's not what God was calling for. And so God allowed what happened in 2020 to happen. He allowed it. He allowed all of it to take place. We would never have seen everything we have seen now over the past 4 years, because it would have went back into its hole and plotted for 2024. And 2024 is about now unifying a nation. 2016, it was purposely divided and God purposely allowed it. 2020 would have been more of that. That's not what the Lord wanted. And now here we are at 2024.
Wow. Donay, I'd like to get your take on that as well, because the missed words of 2020, but were they really missed, or did we just really speak them the wrong way?
You know what? They definitely weren't missed. I, having these prophecies that I have of my dad's, and I have a good understanding of the prophetic, so I know, you know, you shouldn't rush to try to say, oh, something's fulfilled, especially if you're not sure. And when 2020 happened, I thought I had everything figured out. I had all the prophecies, so I was able to go through and, okay, it looks like this is going to happen, and then this is going to happen, and this is, I don't understand that, but it's okay. And when that election happened, one advantage I did have with the prophecies was Dad prophesied about Rudy Giuliani. And he had said, Giuliani, you've been a watchman in this country before, you'll be a watchman again. And he spoke about how they would mock him. They may mock you, but you will be a watchman in this country again. And then the 2020 election happened, and I saw Rudy, and I saw what he was doing, and I followed every minute of what Rudy did, every testimony from every person about that election and what was going on. And I could see it was fraud. And then I remembered on February 22nd, 2014, which is an incredible prophetic word. That's the timeline where he saw the overturning of Roe v. Wade. He saw the stone, and he saw the gold, and he saw so many things. Well, in that prophecy, he saw that we would be humbled and then some more, so that there would be a time of humbling. And like Amanda said, that God was allowing this to happen. At the beginning of that prophecy, he actually said, a veil has been placed upon this nation, and I did it. Why? Because in darkness, faith grows. In despair, faith grows. And one thing that's happened through the process of all of this is our faith in him has been tested. So something else Dad saw was that there would be this great move of the Spirit, unlike anything we've ever seen before, and that it would not be credited to any one ministry, one gift, even one denomination. No one person or ministry would be the head of it, that God would be. And that, you know, that faith, you know, in darkness, faith grows. Why would God allow this? Because number one, we needed to be relying completely on him. That is what he wants. Nobody saved Donald Trump the other day but God. And so out of all of these things, I'm seeing that that's what God wants. There is something he wants of us. He's not just going to say, oh, here's the prophets. They're prophesying this. You guys, like a lot of the Q people did, oh, get your popcorn. That's not what God wants.
No.
That's right, Amanda. He wants our involvement in this and our reliance to be on him first. And because he's raised up an army of people and for this spiritual battle we're in. My dad saw that many, many years ago, 30 years ago, called them the warriors of the new millennium, that they would not look like what we expected. They'd be tattooed, they'd be pierced, they'd be unlikely candidates, but that God was going to use them. He talked about Damascus Road conversions. There's so much that when the 2020 election happened, I was very discouraged, but I knew it wasn't over. And I knew Trump was gonna run again and win. I just knew it in my heart. So I wasn't really worried, but it didn't play out the way I expected. And God taught me a lot in that time about how the prophetic works and how important it is that you are praying and involving him in that interpretation. Because like Amanda said, when our flesh gets involved and our minds try to figure things out like I did, there were a lot of things I was wrong about. For instance, there's an Esther prophecy. I thought it was Amy Coney Barrett. I go to Washington, D.C. I'm there with my little Kim TV microphone. Like, I figured it all out. I know what's going on. My dad's bass player, who is much more than a bass player, but he traveled with my dad for 20 years. Every prophecy you see that black man playing the bass guitar behind him, that's Charlie Jordan. That is an anointed prophetic voice and was with my dad through so many things. He was there with me in Washington, D.C., and he said, Donna, I don't think that Amy Coney Barrett is the Esther your dad prophesied, and I don't think this is the way it's not playing out. And he tried to warn me. And, oh, Charlie, it's fine. I know what's going on. Man, did God humble me. But I learned so much through it and of understanding the prophetic and the responsibility you have when you are in any kind of a position where you're being a voice for God. So I'm not prophesying the things, but I have them. My dad's not here. So I have them to share. And my responsibility is to share them. But I have told people over and over again, you don't need me to explain it to you. Like, if a prophetic word is fulfilled and you've heard it and you know what it is, you will see when it is fulfilled. Nobody needs to tell you. And so I had to sort of step myself back a bit, like, no, Donna, you're not going to be the interpreter. Your job is to make sure people hear this and know it and help everybody through this process. So I've been trying my best to do that. I try very hard. It's not an easy thing. You know, and there are many people were discouraged after 2020. And you know, I took responsibility for some of it because I kept saying, oh, he's going to win. It's going to be fine. Dad saw two terms. And then it didn't happen. But now that we've been through some time and we can look back, we can understand that there's a lot more to this. It's all very hopeful still. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt Trump's winning. I have no doubt. I'm so, and you know what, maybe I shouldn't go and do what I did into it, but because of the process and because we've seen what's occurred and we're close enough now, this is helped me to understand why did this all happen? God needed not only to expose things, but he needed more of his people to wake up. And many people were asleep. And so he needed that time for us to, okay, going to go through a Biden presidency. You're gonna
presidency.
Thank you. Perfect. And you're gonna struggle in this time. And I'm allowing this to happen to you, America, because you need to see there's too much corruption. It's taken over. It's gotten too bad. And it's gonna be up to you, the people, to do something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to talk about exposure in just a moment. But before we get there, I want to talk about unity. Amanda, you mentioned that God was speaking about unity. And I find it interesting that I read an article of somebody that had a quick interview with Trump right after the event on Saturday. And he said that he has changed his original speech for what he was going to say at the Republican National Convention, which on the day that we're recording this, it's the 18th. It's in the afternoon. Trump has not spoken this yet, but he has said that he is going to be focused on unity at this point. Amanda, I'd like to get your take on that word, unity, and what God was speaking to you about that, especially with the changes that are coming.
I had written that down on a card, and I handed it to somebody, okay, that was close enough, right, to the Trump family. And I wrote it on a card, on a postcard, in Reawaken America, Tulare, California. And I handed it to them. And it talked about this. It talked about why 2020 happened and 2024 would be about unifying a nation. Because the Lord at times will allow division. And I'll give you a perfect example of this. When Saul lost his mind and he's in the kingship, kind of like what we're seeing, Saul has just completely lost his mind and he's in the headship, right? David had to divide from Saul and had to flee. and it caused division in the kingdom. He was hunted down like a dog, David. He was smeared. Saul terrorized anyone that tried to go near him. I mean, and it was a lengthy process of this. When all of that was over and God righteously dealt with it and David became king, the nation unified. The nation unified. And we're watching this same prophetic biblical pattern take place. And the country needs it right now. And the country needs it because the enemy thrives in division.
Right.
The enemy draws his power from it. He thrives in it. He can bring down nations. He can cause civil wars. He can cause a lot of damage to a nation and to people's faith through that. And so the Lord has issued a judgment against that. And that was December 2023. The justice of Yahweh, the joy of the Lord, was entering the earth. And he has issued that judgment now against that now division is going to have to submit and give way to the unity that God is calling forth, because people are turning to him too. They're unifying in the Lord. They're turning to the Lord now. They're looking to him. They're looking to him with what happened. You know, it's waking people up in a way it's like the alarm going off. This is the emergency broadcast system going off. This is what we're experiencing. Except this is the emergency biblical system that has taken effect in this nation.
Amen. Amen. I stand with you for that word. I believe that God does want to bring unity. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that, the name for our country is the United States of America, and we are more divided right now than we've ever been. But I feel a change. I feel a shift. I want to talk about exposure now. I know I've had words myself that God believe that God has spoken to me about that. I just looked at my phone because I took a note of it. June 1st, 2020, God gave me this thing to pray for the linchpin, to pull the linchpin. Ever since then, I've been praying, and I can honestly say I haven't been as consistent as I probably should have been, but praying for that linchpin, to pull the linchpin, and if on a chariot wheel, if you pull the linchpin, the wheels fall off. And it's that one little piece that then causes everything to unravel. And for me, that's exposure. What are some of the things that God has been speaking about exposure, and what can we do about that? How can we pray? What can we do? Let's, Donna, we'll start with you.
Well, I mean, one of the things that my dad prophesied so much about was exposure. In some of the main prophecies that we have been looking at, which is one is February 22nd, 2014. Another is the seasons prophecy, which is a prophecy about a particular year. Me and a lot of people have been watching. Is it this year? Is it this year? And so we believe it should be this year. And in this year of 2024, and in the seasons prophecy, he said, strange July. He goes through all this. I call it the seasons prophecy because he goes through all the seasons of the year, and he speaks about summer reaching to spring, being much in the way of temperatures, that there would be hurricanes. And so it was a strange prophecy. It was very unlike anything he ever did. But he saw a strange July, a falls in the fall, and a hypnotic November. And in the falls in the fall, he was speaking about exposure. And in many other prophecies, he was speaking about exposure, that God would expose and reveal. He spoke about it being in the intelligence agencies, coming from the top, in our leadership, and even in our churches. And so God is exposing what needs to be exposed so that we can see, so we know how to deal with it. And the biggest problem we have is corruption in leadership. And the thing about America is we vote, and it's supposed to be authentic. A lot of countries say they vote, but they don't, and we know. Yeah, like I'm from South Africa. My parents never bothered to vote because they knew their vote didn't count. But in America, it does. And so that's why it's so important for the American people to be so involved. And they're not going to become activated unless they see there's a problem. And for too long, it was just, vote down ticket. We don't even know who half these people are, especially if you don't follow politics. And then it would be like, okay, you have two choices, two parties. It's going to be this guy. And God's revealed how important it is for us to be involved in that process, because America is by the people for the people. This is a unique thing. This is the beauty of this place. And that's why you see so much attack coming onto the minds of the American people to divide us, to lie to us, to deceive us and confuse us. And it's not just a plan of the devil, which it is, of course, but also our physical enemies like China, like Iran. They are very happy when they see Biden out there not knowing what's going on. It made us look weak. And I noticed immediately, you see, they've got the BRICS nations over there. They want to crash the dollar. They're going to take it. They're going to be top of the world right now. You've got Putin running around the world. He's in North Korea. He's in India. He's meeting with – I mean, very quickly you saw them running around like that, because they know as long as Biden's there, they're going to be able to get away with what they want. And they're scramble, scramble, scramble. So God's not just exposing in America. He's exposing all over the world. It's not even – mention the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab and those lunatics over there. And God has just made sure that we, at least we know what's going on, because if we know the truth and enough of it, then we'll be able to deal with it with his help. And that's essentially what God is wanting from us through this, because, I mean, my dad prophesied about exposure so much, I couldn't even list it all to you right now. I mean, at least 20 times he prophesied about this. And so it's definitely... And I mean, it's undeniable. I mean, look at what happened right before the Trump assassination attempt. You had Biden at that debate with Trump, and it was so obvious. I mean, look, we've known, but people on the other side have been lied to, and they realize not only have they been lied to, but we're in a very dangerous position if the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, is not there, and someone else, and then it's, well, who else is? Who are they? This is the question I've asked this whole time. You know, they say they are doing this, they are doing that. Well, who are they? What are the names of these people? We didn't vote for these people. And God needed us to know that as well. And so it's very important that we pay attention to what is being exposed, because God is making sure.
Yeah, very true. Amanda, I want to hear what your take is on exposure. And I want to, if we can also, I know since we were just talking about President Biden, last night it was announced that he has COVID-19. And he is going
to
be.
Oh, I got something to say about that.
I knew you did. So I would love to let's talk about exposure. But
Do you mind if I read two excerpts?
Go for it.
From the word. Okay, one is from October 6, 2020. This is almost 4 years old. And the other one is from July 11th, 2024, 2 days before the assassination attempt. Okay, Donna gets all
excited. I love her.
I love Donna too. Okay, we love you too, John.
Oh, good.
He is not leaving you out at all. Okay, so October 6, 2020. There shall be a clash of the titans in Washington, D.C., the likes of which has never been seen. Historic, says the Lord of hosts this day. However, in clashes, there shall come forth casualties, and there shall be those exposed in both parties who have been liaisons for wicked interests of foreign entities, says the Lord of hosts this day. Both parties, he capitalizes that. And a corps shall arise and come forth, a corps that fights and stands for truth. My capital word of truth, says the Lord, my truth shall go forth in the midst and expose a chain gang of players, all working together to overthrow not only the foundation of the United States of America, but capital all sense of morality and faith in God. They are looking for a demolition, says the Lord, and a demolition they shall receive upon their own heads. Watch and see, says the Lord of hosts this day. The trumpet will sound, the trumpet will sound. In the midst of all this happening, the trumpet will sound, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am making an unexpected move that will catch the enemy, his alliance, and those involved in the darkest of dealings off guard, off kilter, a surprise attack. And he capitalizes that. Shall pierce and puncture their plans. They will draw their own blood, for those spirits they have been conjuring and calling upon are out for blood and highly competitive. My capital children, this is where you shall see the most shocking infighting occurring within groups. And he talks about one major player falling. So that was from October 6, 2020.
Wow.
Okay, so that's
almost 4 years ago.
Yes, almost 4 years ago. Now, from July 11th, and this is a small excerpt. This is 2 days before the assassination attempt. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, the pressure has increased, my children. The boiling over has begun. Amongst pressure, there is a release, that's capitalized, says the Lord. However, only when the pressure is released by an act of lifting or removing a covering, says the Lord. This is moments away from happening, my children. This is what he says 2 days prior. This is the precipice. This is the crucial hour of switches and swaps and flops as the great scramble has begun, says the Lord. There is a great scramble and panic as they have caught themselves in their own net, says the Lord. The pit that they have dug for others has caught and ensnared them, says the Lord. For they are not contending with a man, says the Lord. They are not mocking man, says the Lord. They are contending with me, Ruach Elohim, that's capitalized. They are mocking and challenging my capital sovereignty, says the Lord. They are mocking my capital authority, says the Lord. They are mocking the very existence of what I, the Lord, have held in place since the earth began, says the Lord. I, the Lord God, speak, and it is I am, capital, says the Lord. They are a vapor, says the Lord, a vapor, and that is what their twisted, heinous plan shall now turn into, a vapor before their very eyes.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
I felt that. Praise the Lord.
All right. So, Amanda, in light of what has happened over the last few days, how do you look at that word now?
I look at that word like it puts the fear of God in you very fast. And it did turn to a vapor. As fast as they tried it is as fast as God put it down. And it was a surprise attack.
Yeah.
This was a surprise attack. Now, this was within that window between April and July that I had been talking about. So this was within that window. But it was a complete surprise attack where they thought, you know, the audience and who was watching thought Secret Service had this, you know, all contained. And so basically, looking at the aftermath of this now, it shows just how far ahead God sees what's coming. And he has already made the moves. And I before the 2020 election, I sounded like a broken record. And it applies to this also. The hallmark of a brilliant chess player is his ability to bait his opponent into making a move that they think is going to profit them. But when they make that move, it's a trap and it's checkmate. That is what this was.
Amen. I still want to hear what you have to say about Biden and COVID-19, but you just talked about people making a move that they think would profit them. Mm-hmm. Now, this is at this point unsubstantiated, but it has been flying around on Twitter. I have heard other people reporting about it, but there was a large company that had shorted Donald Trump's stocks.
They're BlackRock.
Okay, so you haven't heard about this.
In a BlackRock video, too, last year, the kid, the shooter, the supposed shooter, he was in a BlackRock video. And that's very, very important to pay attention to because they did short his stock the day before. These people are so obvious. I think they thought they were going to get away with this, that they were going to take him out. And then everything, you know, then we wouldn't have been looking at things the way we are. And God made sure that they were not going to get away with
this. There's an exposure coming. There is an exposure coming for sure. Amanda, what did God say about Joe Biden and COVID?
Okay, so January 2021, and this is on public record, I talked about a dream I had. He had just entered office, Biden. And in this dream, he was very ill in bed. Very ill. And there was a certain former president, starting with the last name O, standing at the head of the bed, just waiting, all excited. And there was a group of Arab, which is interesting because of this Iranian plot that was involved too, that they're uncovering about assassinating Trump. There was this group of Arabs in the room that all in their garb from Middle Eastern countries surrounding the bed. And he was very unwell. That's what I'm going to say. And there were three pairs of shoes on the ground that were all different kinds right next to the bed. And there was a piece of Turkish Delight candy on the bed. Now, when Arab countries, Middle Eastern countries, Muslims want to celebrate a profound victory, they pass out candy. So that candy was being waited to be passed out for the victory. And when I saw this happening, I fought through this crowd. I reach, like typical Bronx Italian woman would, honestly. I reach through the crowd. I snatched that candy away from them and I ate it so they couldn't have it. And the victory, what they wanted to happen was snatched away from them. Now, this is back January 2021. Now we're seeing all sorts of these things begin to surface. So this is something you have to watch very close, because Donna and I had talked about on her broadcast, Plan B being activated. We had talked about there's a Plan B. I had talked about it also on Ark of Grace. There's a Plan B. They had Plan B in place in case Plan A didn't work. And Plan A has failed miserably. And Plan B has now been activated.
Wow. They're definitely not done. That's true.
Yeah. What do you have to comment about that, Donna?
Well, you know what? The thing is also, you have to remember now, look at what happened under Obama. This is something my dad kept shouting and prophesying at Obama during his presidency, was the Iran deal and their dealings with Iran. And, you know, this is my opinion now, but I am of the opinion, and I know others are, that Biden is owned. So he's really bound up by our adversaries. They've taken taken money from China, from Iran, or they've got a deal with Iran. So he's taken money. And we know that because of how much has come out about that, especially in regards to Ukraine and his son, and what a lot of these politicians and their kids have been doing. And so, you know, you can definitely see that they are stuck. They've already been paid. And so it makes sense when Amanda's seeing him and he's sick in a bed and there they are around and passing out candy, that this is, even though you have the bad actors in the West that are involved, they are working with our enemies for their own gain and without regard for the people they're supposed to be representing, they're filling their pockets, and it's in both parties. And Dad saw that too. He saw God not being satisfied with the Democrats or the Republicans and shaking both parties, and that a new party would come out of this. He called it the American Party. But as soon as he landed in New York City the day Trump came down the escalator. He wasn't supposed to be there that day. He was supposed to be there the week before. But God was involved there, too. And as my dad landed in New York, Trump was coming down the escalator. And we have the video of him Skyping into the broadcast and them saying, they're calling it Make America Great Again. Make America Great Again. And that MAGA movement, Dad saw scales being removed from eyes. And he had a vision. And he said, there were all these people. They were in the shape of a V behind me. And when I raised my hands, they raised their hands. When I shouted, they shouted. They were one party of people. And so we've seen that occur, which would be difficult to explain even if you're prophesying something in the future, because we have this idea of Democrat, Republican, libertarian on the side. But this is actually a transformation of the Republican Party, because the Republican Party was you're able to save that. The Democrat Party is completely destroyed. They've destroyed themselves. And it's very sad. But what's happening is a complete change. It's a changing of the guard. And we have so many other things changing at the same time, like technology, the way we communicate, the way we travel, the way we use energy. All of those things are changing very quickly. And that's difficult for human beings to adjust to. And it's also very easy for the enemy to deceive us in a time such as this, because you're feeling insecure, everything's changing. You know, we never deal well with change. And it's all happening very quickly. And so, of course, we've seen the greedy and evil people running into grab. And that's what we're seeing, really. It's all about greed. And they don't care who dies. They don't care what wars they start, how many Ukrainians die, so that they can keep filling their pockets. And we know that, because in 2014, Lindsey Graham, John McCain were there, Victoria Nuland's handing out cookies, and they just took over the government of Ukraine. And that is not representative of who we are in the West. They are misrepresenting us. So God had to expose that for sure.
Amen. Amen. One final question. And then Amanda, I'm going to ask you to pray for our time here, for everybody that's watching. How do we as Christians pray, and how do we prepare? Amanda, we'll start with you, and then Donna quickly. And then Amanda, I'm going to ask you to pray after that.
Okay. So how we pray? Well, first of all, we pray in accordance with God's will. Right. And we bring it before his throne, right, to issue judgment against the the rulers of the darkness of this world that are rearing up, right? We saw the Arch of Baal rear up in 2016 and hit New York soil. And then we saw the statue that looked like Ashtoreth rear up 7 years later and hit New York soil, right? So these things are at work, and these are physical manifestations of what is rearing up in the realm of the spirit. And we are to pray in accordance with God's will. We are to pray for our leaders. We are. And we are to pray for God's will to prevail, and that the church can carry the standard that God has ordained for it in this hour to carry. We are meant to bear a standard in this hour for the nation as the church. And we need to be able to pray to carry that well, to run that in excellence for the Lord, to bring glory to his name. And you know, we need to pray too that we are not filled with fear right now.
Yeah.
Because when the enemy panics because one of his plans has just completely gone to, you know, H-E double hockey sticks, literally, right? One of his plans has just gone in that direction. He gets desperate.
Yes.
And he's going to cause fear. And he's going to lie. And he's going to steal, kill, and destroy. But we have been given authority through Christ Jesus to trample on that. This is the hour of the authority of the believer, if I have ever seen it in this nation, to rise up. And how do we do that too? We stay anchored. This is our sword right here. This is it. This is the real soul food for us right here. And we have to stay anchored in this, and we have to actually use it and activate it, because this is living and active and current for every generation, the word of God. And it doesn't return void. And we have to be in the word. If we want to understand how God is speaking, we have to be feeding our soul this. So then we grow on the meat of the word, and the Lord takes us out deeper, and we hear the instructions and the strategies in this hour that the Lord is speaking. But this is your sword, and you need to start swinging it like you mean it in this hour. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Donna, any insight before Amanda prays?
Yes, just a little. I just wanted to say, you know, because Amanda's exactly right. But also, you know, we've been through this time where God is seeking for us to be humble. And a lot of people, we've gotten into arguments. We've allowed ourselves to be divided. Number one thing we need to do, like Amanda said, do not be afraid. Don't let them scare you. This is, again, going back to we've got to rely completely on God. And so, you know, you can be so easily controlled by fear. And my dad I remember one time he prophesied, if you fear, your enemy will know it.
Mm-hmm, smell it.
Do not fear, because your enemy's going to know if you're afraid, because it's to their advantage. That's number one. Number two, we need to be humble. We need to be able to say, like Amanda said, your will. That's what I always say whenever I pray. Whatever it is, your will, because I have my desires and how I think, please make this happen and make this happen, God. But that's not always how it needs to play, because we can't see out of time like him. And he's, you know, in control. Really, he is in control. And we have to always remember that. But be able to say, I was wrong, and now I understand. And when people say that to you, don't say, ha, 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 I told you so, I told you so. Say, it's fine. I was wrong too. We forgive you for that. It's okay. We were all there. We've all woken up at different times. God's dealt with us differently. We need to be accepting of people who are waking up and realizing what's really going on, because it's a lot of that happening right now. Even Amber Rose speaking at the RNC convention, I saw a lot of people, Christian and not, but a lot of conservatives attacking her. Well, she did this and she did this, and this is her sins. And what I saw was a person who may not be there yet, but she got up in front of millions of people and said, I was wrong.
Yeah.
If someone does that, we need to not, but these are your sins. You're a terrible person. Okay, we're all terrible people in a different way. And God is, if he can forgive me, he can forgive her. And yes, okay, we do need to be cautious and wise, because there's been a lot of lying and deception. I understand people reacting certain ways. But we have to really just let it go and let God do what he has to do. And if I'm wrong about something, I need to just say, okay, I was wrong, and I'm going to accept, and I'm going to accept God's will here. And I think that'll help a lot, because what we need are numbers. We don't need to be rejecting people. What is the gospel about? We're supposed to be bringing them in over here, not pushing them away, not telling them what their sins are and sending them to hell. We're supposed to be invite. So do that now in this time. because it is unprecedented what God is about to do in this nation and in the West. And he will get all of the credit. And so be willing to give that to him too.
Amen. Donnie, that is very practical. And I really appreciate that. Amanda, would you close us up in prayer?
Absolutely. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Lord, we thank you for this time, Father. Lord, we thank you that we were able to gather together, Father God. Lord, we pray that we brought your name glory, Father. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, as we come humbly but boldly to the throne of grace, for you to forgive us of our sins, Lord, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Lord, we acknowledge the immense sacrifice that you made, sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and he willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He paid the largest debt with the highest price, Father. Which was the shedding of his own blood. And we praise you, he rose again in 3 days. He ascended back to you, Father God. He victoriously rules and reigns at your right hand forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, we just pray as this goes forth, Father God, that this would minister, Lord, to those watching, Father God, that this would minister to those seeking, Father God, that in this unprecedented time, Father, that how you are moving, Lord, in such an incredible and mighty way and putting on a demonstration of your power, Father God, before this nation and before the world. Father, we just ask, according to Ephesians chapter 6, you put your whole and complete armor on us, Father God. This day, Lord, and every day, equip us with every good and perfect gift that comes from above. Father, fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, help us to guard our heart, but boldly go forth, Father God, in you in this time and speak what you want to say, that we would be voices crying in the wilderness, Father God, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord, Father. And Lord, we just praise you, Father God, for your protection, Lord, of President Trump and his family, Lord. Father, we praise you, Father God, that you are an ever-present help in times of trouble, Lord. Your word says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Behold, I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, says the Lord of hosts, Father. And we thank you. That is exactly what has been done, Father God. That according to Psalm 23, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, Lord, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, Amen. They comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil. Our cup runs over. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that that is what we are seeing in this time, Father God, and that you are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, Lord. And we praise you that nothing gets past you, Father God, that you, nothing could ever happen that you aren't aware of happening, Father God, way before its time, Lord. And we thank you that you have put everything in place, Father God, for this time, Lord. For your will, Father God, your victory, your might to go forth, that your name may be glorified above all, Lord, Father God. We just thank you for John and Donnay, Father God. Lord, we just pray that you would bless them, Lord, that you would increase them, Father God, as they go forth in you, Father, that your favor would be upon them, Lord, as they go forth doing the work, Father God, that they have been commissioned to do, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Father, that you are doing an incredible work in this nation, that you are rescuing the soul of the nation from the tomb of Sodom it was placed in. Yes. And we praise you for that in this hour. We are watching this, Lord, Father God, when Joe Biden said this was a battle for the soul of the nation. It was the right words, wrong breath, as Donnay's father, Kim Clement, used to say. But it is a battle for the soul of the nation, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that you, by your hand and outstretched arm, are cutting the chains off the soul of this nation that has ensnared it and that has bound it and was going to put it on the block of slaves to the highest bidder. Mm. And we praise you, Father God, that you ordained a rescue mission, Father God, that you left the 99 and you went after the one, Father God, and you went after us and you pursued us, Father God. And we praise you for your mercy in that, Father God, that your mercy is new every single day. So as we go forth, Lord, we just ask, Father God, in Jesus' name, that what we do would glorify your name above all, Father God. And we praise you in the name of amen. Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
All right. Amanda, Donnay, thank you ladies very much for joining us here on Charisma.